This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation at 8:30 tonight. The address comes a day after the Constitution Amendment Bill linked to the women's reservation failed to get a two-thirds majority for its passage in the Lok Sabha after opposition parties did not back it. The proposed legislation tied to the implementation of women's reservation through delimitation fell short of two-thirds majority after a long debate. The Union Cabinet today gave approval for the creation of a domestic insurance pool named Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool with a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance coverage. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the pool ensures that Indian trade continues to have access to affordable insurance for vessels carrying cargo from any international origin to Indian ports and vice versa, even when transiting volatile maritime corridors.
Insurers or reinsurers are not ready to provide insurance for ships traveling to West Asia. In this scenario, we have the ship or ship owner, followed by the insurer, then the reinsurer, and behind them, the sovereign backstop. This arrangement has been made under this program. A sovereign guarantee fund of around 12,980 crore rupees will be created, which will be for maritime insurance. This will cover all types of maritime risks, including hull, machinery, cargo, P&I, production and indemnity, and war.
हल मशीनरी कार्गो पीएनआई वॉर इन सब को इससे कवर करेंगे.
The Cabinet also approved the release of an additional installment of dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners with effect from the 1st of January this year, representing an increase of 2% over the existing rate of 58% of the basic pay or pension to compensate against price rise. The Minister said the Cabinet has also given its approval for the continuation of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana PMGSY 3 beyond March 2025 up to March 2028. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs today approved two railway projects with total cost of 24,815 crore rupees. The Minister informed that these projects cover 15 districts across Uttar Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections has intensified across West Bengal. Senior leaders from the Bharatiya Janata Party addressed rallies in different parts of the state. Leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari held a rally in Nandigram in Purva Mednipur district, while party leaders including Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav also campaigned in the state. On the other hand, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee claimed BJP would face defeat in the assembly elections. Another TMC leader, Abhishek Banerjee, held a roadshow in Farakka in Murshidabad. He accused the BJP of neglecting West Bengal. The government today approved the procurement of potatoes in Uttar Pradesh alongside chana procurement operations in Andhra Pradesh and also extended tur or pigeon pea procurement time frame in Karnataka. Approved by Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, these procurements guarantee that farmers receive fair and remunerative prices for their hard-earned produce. Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned sine die today. With this, the budget session of Parliament, which commenced on the 28th of January this year, came to an end. In Manipur, three civilians, including a retired Indian Army personnel, have been killed in an ambush by suspected armed militants today. According to the police, the incident took place around 1:30 p.m. near TM Kasom village along the National Highway 202 in Ukhrul district. Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand condemned the cowardly ambush to civilians by armed militants in Ukhrul district today. In Chhattisgarh, Mahasamand police seized more than 912 kilograms of ganja, which was being transported from Odisha to Uttar Pradesh during a blockade in the Basna area. The estimated value of the seized contraband is around 4.5 crore rupees. Iran has announced that the Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed once again in response to a U.S. blockade on Iranian shipping and ports. And with that, we end this news bulletin.